I've been at the beach for a few hours, sunbathing, painting my nails, reading, and I couldn't help myself listening to an audio that's been sent to me. It just came in and I didn't have the impulse control. Do you know how hot it is to be somewhere public listening to something absolutely filthy through your earphones, not letting on how turned on you are? I'll bet some of you listening to this right now know exactly how that feels. I had to come back to my apartment, sort myself out. This is one of the last times I can be loud. This time tomorrow, I'll be on my way back home. So, let's take advantage, shall we? I want to get myself off. Just taking off my swimming costume. Skin feels good. It's been kissed by the sun for several hours now. The coconut scent of my suntan lotion. Very, very sexy. I really shouldn't be getting on these sheets without having a shower first, but straight after this I'm going back out, so fuck it. It's my last night here anyway. Which toy to use? Decisions. Maybe I could use my fingers. I just painted my nails. I'm gonna go for the big purple. And the lilac one. I call it the lethal combination. I only brought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only brought 6 vibrators with me. My collection stands at about 30, but only 14 of those are my absolute favourites. This so bad. It's actually only been 5 hours since I last came, but listening to that audio got me going so bad. Right, I'm on my back, my legs are spread, and the big purple one is just about to go in. I'm gonna have the phone right next to it. I don't know if the mic can pick this up, but let's give it a go. That's all the way in. So this is how wet I am right now. Wow. Oh my god. I didn't realise I was that wet. Now I'm going to activate the internal vibration. Level 1. Level 2. Oh, actually, just turn that off for a sec. Oh, I forgot my sex oil. I've only had this for like 5 days. This is still very new. So this is called Intimacy Sex Oil with CBD. Suggested use. Apply topically to intimate areas and enjoy deeply. Apparently this has 400 milligrams of CBD. Yeah, it's very nice and slippery, I'll give it that. But but I don't really know if it does anything else for me. Like I say, this is very new. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still experimenting with it. Okay, so that's now applied to my clit, and I'm now gonna massage it in. My nails are absolutely beautiful. I'll take a photo of me stroking my pussy. Memorialize them. They're a beautiful blue. So pretty. I love having nails. I love stimulating my partner with my nails, stroking their skin, digging them in, scratching them. I love being a bit rough in bed. Just a bit. Tiny bit of pain really helps with the pleasure. Maybe that's what I'll do now. I'm gonna pinch my nipples. Gonna turn my vibrator on again. And now, the lilac one. This goes on my clit. It's very, very strong. Oh, these two in conjunction with each other are so pleasurable. My nipples again. If you like playing with your nipples, I'd like you to do it too, please. Take each nipple with each hand, make them hard, and then pinch, just like I'm doing now. Oh yeah. That is definitely doing something for me. Let's see how wet I am now, shall we? By the way, got French windows on the first floor. The curtains are open. Someone was standing in exactly the right spots and they looked up. They would see me lying on this bed fucking myself. And I don't care. The smell of this suntan lotion so much. It's like summer in a bottle. Ah, just really coconutty. Freedom, pleasure. It's a good time to be me right now. Trying not to think of having to go home tomorrow. Just enjoy myself for a few more hours. You know, I've never had sex on a beach. I came close once. I was part of the Prince's Trust scheme when I was a teenager. And as part of the course, we went on a trip away. It was Wales, I believe. And the place we were staying at was on the coast. Me and this guy, Adam, we hooked up. He had a girlfriend. He later went on to have kids with her, and presumably get married. But for that week, we had each other. It got really hot and heavy on the beach. I was kind of into vampires at the time. I got him to bite my neck, like really, really, really fucking bite it. I humped him, I dry humped him, he dry humped me. We did hand stuff. I remember he was wearing these camouflage cargo trousers. They got soaked in his cum. That was so hot. Anyway, that was on the beach. We snuck away. Got a bottle of lemonade. Emptied out about a third of it. And then filled it up with Archer's. Oh. That really dates me, doesn't it? Archer's and lemonade. That is a delicious drink though. You gotta try it. It's so nostalgic. Takes me back to those days straight away. Being kind of slutty, kind of promiscuous. So when I was listening to that audio earlier, I was really, really tempted to go to the little hut and fuck myself there instead of coming up to the apartment. Of course, I didn't have my toys with me. It only took like an extra 20 seconds to come up here anyway. But yeah, I was so turned on. I really think I would have been caught to just quickly steal away, have a quick orgasm, and then come back to the beach. Now I'm on my front. Oh, yes, that's better. I can grind into my vibrator.
I'm coming. Oh.
I'm just stroking my pussy. Oh wow. My clitoris is super sensitive at the moment. Just stroking it and rubbing it really, really lightly. So pleasurable. That was needed. Thank you. Thank you to the good boy who sent me that audio. You know who you are. Let's see how wet I am now. I'm gonna lay here for a few minutes, recover, make myself a snack, and go back to the beach. Work on this lovely tan.